What's your name again?
I got a message. If I don't come by car and go to the airport, I decided to come. There's a Gemara in Yevamos and Chulin. Oma Ma'ukva. Anolaho Milsa Chalobachamra Ligabe Abba. Rashi says, the Shaila of the Gemara is talking about eating between, how long do you wait between Fleishiks and Milchiks? So if you ate cheese or if you ate meat and then you eat cheese, how long do you wait? So the whole Shaila of the Gemara, do you wait 6 hours, do you wait 24 hours? So the Gemara says, Ma'ukva said, Ani Chalaban Chamra, I'm like vinegar, the son of wine, compared to my father. My father, when he ate Besara, when he ate meat, he wouldn't eat cheese until the next day at the same time. He waited 24 hours, Me'is Le'is. Vila Ano, but me, Baha Suda, so Hudula Achilna, and that Suda I didn't eat. But the Suda Achilita Achilna, and another Suda I ate. She says, I'm like, compared to my father, I'm like vinegar. Because my father was on the Madrega, he kept 24 hours. And I kept just a hevdil between Suda and Suda. So the Mephoshim explained Psha is that Ma'okfa held that he wasn't on the Madrega of his father, and therefore it wasn't fitting for him to have such a chumrah to wait 24 hours. The whole of this Gemara is a stira to everything that we've learned about Elul. And to Shaila Be'etzim that we all ask, but we're scared to speak it out. So I'll say it for you. We walk into Elul, and if you take a look in the Halacha, if you take a look around all the Sforim, Tshuva, Kabbalos, Vidui, Gemara, the Halacha is between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the item should be makbid on Paspaltin, or as we call it, Cholof Stam, whatever you want to call it. But there's an inyan of being more machmir on oneself. There's an inyan. We get up in the morning before Rosh Hashanah, Slichas. There's all different kinds of anhogas that we have during Elul, Rosh Hashanah, till Yom Kippur, of showing some sort of hiru tshuva, showing some sort of change. And then Motzi Yom Kippur, we know half the Kabbalahs fly out the window between Shema Yisrael of Ne'ilah and Vurachim of Ma'ariv. And every year we repeat this, and every year we go through our mind, even though Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim Pesuchim, even though Sifrei Chaim, the books of life and death are open, but we subconsciously hold, you know, we'll make it through. And the Shaila Be'etzim is in Kegan of Gomorrah. The Gomorrah says that Ma'okva didn't want to take on the Chumrah of waiting 24 hours, because he says he's vinegar compared to his father who's Yain. His father was on a Madrega of accepting such a Chumrah. So it was fitting for him to be his Snag that way. I'm not on that Madrega. So for me it's enough to wait bin Suda to Suda. So taking something on that you're not holding by, Vais the Chais from the Gemara, just doesn't fit into the picture. So how come we walk into Elul with all the kashas that we have? You know, it's... How does it fit with the Gemara? And Bechlal, the Shaila, we all have this Shaila. Yeah, Elul was supposed to be more serious, and we're supposed to get into it, and it's a new Aschola. and we come to Rosh Hashanah with a Kabbalah, Yom Kippur. There's always that minute that we taka wanna be Epes Vos. And the truth is, we all come back. Pochas and Yesa were all the same. What be'etzim is the Avodah, and how do we fit it into this Gemara? And the emphasis is, this is be'etzim. I want to go back to the moshel for those who didn't hear it. The moshel that we spoke about, Shalashudas, of the child that was standing by the beach, and he's standing there with his flag, and the guy comes over to him and says to him, "Why are you standing here with the flag?" And he says, "I'm waiting for a ship to go by, and as that ship goes by, when I lift up the flag, the captain on that ship is going to lift up his flag and wave it back to me." And the guy asks this kid, first of all, the captain's a hush of a guy, he's not exactly waiting for some small child out there to pick up his flag. He knows that you're waiting here, it's all over far out. And the son answers that the captain of the ship is my father, and my father knows that when he goes by, even though it's far away, and I lift up the flag, he knows I'm standing here, and he waves the flag back as recognition. And that's the way we send our messages. And the Bali Musa used this mashal for Yimei Elul. That Yimei Elul is basically the Rabbani Shlalom driving by. Kavayochel is driving by and he's lifting up the flag. But he's waiting for us, when we see that ship going by, to lift up our flag. And when we lift up our flag, says Rabbani Shlalom, I'll wave that flag back. And this is an akuda, which to a certain extent we make the mistake about Elul. I want to read out a Rambam. The Rambam says, "Afal pishe tkiya shofar b'rosh hashanah gezeres hakosov." Even though tkiya shofar is a gezeres hakosov, we don't really know the reason. But remez yesh bo. There's a remez. Kolaymo uru yishenim mishnaschem. Wake up, sleeping from your sleep. Nirdomim mitahakitzim mitadim maschem. From a deep slumber. The chibsu b'maseicha, you got to look into your ma'isim. The chizu b'tshuva, the zichru b'achem. The Rambam adds on the zichru b'achem. Remember the Ribbono shel Olam. The Rambam goes ahead and says, "Elu, these are people ashikchim es ha'emes. These are people who forget the emes. Behav le'azman v'ol le'shtusim, and they basically spend the rest all their days." And Hevel Rick and garbage. Wake up! But the Rambam seems to say in the Kuda, Chozru b'tshuva, v'zichru b'yachem, remember the Ribbono shel Olam. So besides the inyan of tshuva, there's an inyan of zichru b'yachem. Got to remember the Ribbono shel Olam. This zichru b'achem, what does it mean? What extra nekuda lies besides the nekuda of chizu b'tshuva, in chayze in tshuva, zichru b'achem? Remember the Ribbono shel Olam. The Mishavur brings down the reason why in Rosh Hashanah, why Yimei Elul was 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. Why? What's this in your blowing shofar of Yimei Tshuva, Yimei Rotzen? So he explains that Hayes Moshe Rabbeinu for the third time went up to get the luchas. I'm Moshe Rabbeinu blew shofar then, in order that they shouldn't make another mistake of when he's coming down. And Hayes, he was asking Rachamim from the Ribbono Shel'olam for Mechila for the Egel. So those days, those 40 days, are known as Eis Rotzen. Ve'ikah Smachta. And there's a smachta from the Pasuk, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, Rosh Tevis El. So he says, Ki Be'ela Arboim Yoim, in these 40 days, Hat Tshuva Mukubeles, L'yois Liboi Korov El Doidoi. In those 40 days, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Tshuva is more Mukubel, and it's easier to be close to El Doida. Anila Doidi, Doidi says Chazal is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The heart is more open and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'oz Doida Korav Leila Kabel Tshuvasi. The Ribbono Shel Olam, because it's an Eis Rotzen, he's closer to Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's easier for Klal Yisrael to do Tshuva, and it's easier for the Ribbono Shel Olam to accept the Tshuva. Umol Hashem is lavovcha v'slavav zarech. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will mal the heart. Is the Rosh Tevis says the Mishnah Berurah is Elul. Says Elul is as man for tshuva. He says one more nekuda. It's a tshuva liyos liboy korov el doide, that the heart should be closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Doidi, say Chazal, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomo HaMelech says, Ani Yisheino V'li Be'er. Li Be'er is Pshat, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants that the heart should be awoken. Kol Doidi Doifik. The Kol Doidi, Ani Le Doidi V'Doidi Li, is the Ribbono Shel Olam's Kol Doifik. He knocks on the door, comes to Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is driving by. Kol Doidi Doifik. He's knocking on the door. And he says, Pischili, open it. And he uses Lashon of Ava, Achoisi, Rayosi, Einosi, Tomosi. These are all the shyness of closeness that the Ribbono Shel Olam has with Klal Yisrael. And what do we answer? And that's that Be'etzim is Elul. Elul is the Ribbono Shel Olam knocking on the door. Kol Doidi Doifik. Ani Le Doidi, V'Doidi Li. The Zichru Be'achem is an akuda in El which the Olam forgets about. Yeah, Vadi, you mechuyev b'tshuva every day, three times a day. We say Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seir Asecha. Tshuva is always, but there's a Zichru Be'achem, the Keshe, is getting, waking up and getting closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is there, driving by Kol Doidi Doifik, he's knocking on the door, and he says, "Peacefully, open it." What do we say? Poshastati es kontanti. Echocha al bishana. I've already undressed. I've already got into bed. I can't be bothered to get up. Vachasti es raglai. I've washed my feet. I've taken a shower. I missed Maariv. No, big deal. Echocha etantum. I'm gonna get dressed again. I'm going to get dirty again, I'm going to get sweaty again, I'm going to have to put on my tzitzit again. Doidi Shalach Yodam Min Achoy, says Shlomo HaMelech, the Ribbono Shel Olam pulled back his hand, Doidis Ribbon Shem Shalach Yadam Achayr from this hole. Umei Homoloi. And my insides were yearning for him. And this is what goes on, this is the story of our life. That the Ribbon Shalom knocks on the door and he says, peacefully, open up. And we answer back, Pashati Diskutanti. Do me a favor, leave me alone today. Tomorrow's another day. I'm already undressed, I'm lying in bed, I can't be bothered. Rochatzti. Doidi, says the Ribbon Shalom, Doidi, this is all Chazal, this is a Mechorosh Medrash. Shalach Yodem min Achor. He moved his hand away. The little opening that I gave that you should get some kesher with me, Shalach Yodem min Achor. He removed his hand. Umei Homuloi, Olov. And suddenly we have a Muridika yearning. Then I suddenly woke up. I got a reality check for whatever reason it is. Everybody has their reality checks in life. Could be a friend's car crash in the summer. Could be a mishpocha got sick. A million different things. Suddenly I wake up. I got to get back that kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Patachti ani l'doidi. I opened my heart to the Ribbono Shel Olam. L'doidi chomak. The Ribbono Shel Olam slipped away. He wasn't there. Bikashtiu v'le motzasiu. I looked for him. I begged for him. I didn't find him. Krosiv. I called for him. V'le anoni. He didn't answer. Elul is a zman from Kol Doidi Doifik. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to have a kesher with him. Tshuva is a way of breaking the mechitzas that we've built from the averus. But be'etzem, the zichur berachim, he wants us to remind us to go back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ani l'doidi, l'doidi li. The Ribbono Shel Olam kol doidi doifik, he's knocking on the door. He wants us pischuli, say Chazal, pischuli pischuli shel machat. Open up a small hole, the hole of a needle. Vani eftach lecho, and I'll open for you. Agolos, Kronos, I'll open for you. Tremendous amount of siyat d'ishmaya. All the Ribbono Shel Olam wants is pischuli. Open up. Rebuild that kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because if we don't lift up the flag when the ship is going by, when there'll come a time that I want to lift up that flag, the ship won't be there. Doidi chomak, Olav. Ribbono Shel Olam slipped away. He's not there. The Gemara in Chulin is right. The Gemara in Chulin is talking about the Madrega of a person, the Bashehu Shom, where he is, who he is, what he is. And his Madrega, says the Gemara, I'm not right to take on such a Chumra. Elul is not a Zaman for Chumras. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, is not as man where we take on new things. Elul is as man where we kavayochel put out the red carpet. Elul is as man where we're trying to rekindle what lies deep in us, that kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to rekindle it. Therefore we do maisim that will give us or show the Ribbono Shel Olam that was serious about the kesher that we want with him. We're more makpid because we realize the Melech is around. We're more makbid what we eat. We're more makbid what we speak. We're more makbid where we go. We're more makbid than everything we do. There's a certain zehirus that we show the Ribbono Shel'olam, because we know the Ribbono Shel'olam is there. He's kol doidi doifik, he's knocking on the door. And when the king comes to town, you put out the red carpet. Our red carpet is showing the Ribbono Shel'olam that we're trying to get some sort of way closer. Says Chazal, says the Halacha. There's certain anhogas which we do during Elul, which we don't do the whole year, because the king's in town. Because the ship's going by. Because it's an Eitz Rotzon. I want to show the Ribbono Shel'olam the Chashivas that I understand that he's in town. A lot of times we walk in the beginning of Zaman, the beginning of a year. We have a lot of machshavas how we're going to make it. We have a lot of machshavas. Our real rotzen is that we taka want to steig, and yet it's so hard. It's so hard to sit through a Seder. It's so hard to get up in the morning. It's even harder to go to bed on time. And the battle is lost before we even start. And this is what goes through our machshavos. And we all have it. Each one to our own madriga. And deep down, we're waiting for a winter Zaman. Because deep down to us, an Elul, a Rosh Hashanah, a Yom Kippur, is a pressure. To a certain extent, if I'm allowed to say it, it's a pain in the neck. It's what we call Black September. And that's what goes through our machshava. Don't let anybody... This is what it is. This is where we're holding. And you'd be surprised how many choshuva yidden I've spoken to who in a certain area feel that way as well. It's a pressure. Elul. And it's a pressure to learn, and it's a pressure to make sure we're davening, and then start slichos. And the langer shul, the langer davening, and this year's mamash a pain in the neck. It's 3 days, not Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Can you imagine 3 days without smoking? Few days without a shower, and everything, each one, he thinks his madrega what goes through 3 days. And what's the Yom Kippur we give? Mamash Kla, Baruch Hashem. It's over. Alright, so I'll stay one Seder between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. It's worth $100. Okay, we'll do that as well. But it's over. I did my little Kabbalah, I did my little tshuva, and there was a few minutes to Yom Kippur where I taka meant it. Okay, that's good enough, I can pat myself on the back, and let's move on. Let's get into the real life. There's a Shweki concert, there's a Baltimore David concert, and there's who knows what. And there's a Beit Shemesh concert. This is what we're here for. The truth is, you're right. If your mentality was that ano chamso bar chamra, that we're vinegar compared to our father who is wine, because we're not holding on the Madrega, you're right 100% in this machshava. But you missed the point. Zichru Barachem is what's supposed to be the forefront of Elul. Zichru Barachem means rebuilding a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And everything that Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur means is all a hecha tints of how to get just that bit closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if chas v'sholom, one of us was in a car crash and two of our friends were lying there bleeding, probably the first thing you start speaking, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you say Kapitel Tehillim, you start speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam in English. Doesn't make a difference what language. Suddenly you would feel kol doidi doifek. The Ribbono Shel Olam is knocking on the door. Suddenly you'd feel this sort of kesha with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Elul is a car crash. Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Pesuchim Lefanecha means the books of life and death. I say this every year, even though we make it through the year, that doesn't mean we live the year. There's such a thing as quality of life as well. We can go through, live through a year, and the year was a geschleppte year, and it was full of agmas nefesh, and it was a year that didn't make it, and it was a year of depression. And it was a year where everything that I touched went wrong. That's also called Misa. You didn't really live the year. Quality of life is also Chaim. Elul is the car crash. And I'm standing by where Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim. And all the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us is one thing. Suddenly by the car crash, on the side of the road, we don't think about how many Averas we've done. We don't think about how much tshuva we have to do. We think about one thing. The Kapitel Tehillim, davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, just save them. I'm the driver, make it not that my fault. Don't let me walk around the rest of my life with this conscience of these two guys in the back seat, Nebuch on my head. And we don't even think about Averas then. We don't think about how many mitzvahs we did. We think about one thing. I'll make a Kabbalah, I'll do something to show Ribbono Shel Olam that I can mean what I say. I'll show the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you get me out of this mess, just to add to something, I'll do it for you. And this is the way we talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whenever we get into that corner, that's what we're going to be doing. That is Elul. Zichru Barachem means remember the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's not interested. Avad is interested, but he's not interested just in the tshuva, in the vidu. I won't do it again, I will do it again. He wants you to have a personal keshe with him. He wants you to feel that you can turn to him any minute of the day, speak to him in any language, feel that I can just turn around and say a tefillah. And I feel like I've spoken to somebody. When we come back from a summer, some more, some less, we're miles away. That's not the Nekudah. All the Ribbono Shel Olam wants is feel at home to speak to me. Feel like a brother. Ribbono Shel Olam says, Pischli achoisi rayosi, my sister, rayosi, yeinosi tamosi, these are all words of ava, of love that Ribbono Shel Olam shows to Klal Yisrael. I want you to feel that keshe with me. Then any moment you feel you want to speak to somebody, I'm number one. Zichru Barachem, that's Elul. That's the big mistake we all make when we walk into Elul. We walk into Elul with this pressure cooker. I've got to be here through Storim. I've got to be here by every davening. And it's a... don't ask what. You're wrong. Let's go the other way. Ribbono Shel Olam is not looking. He's willing to... he's a rachamon. He's willing to give us plenty time to do tshuva. All he asks for us one thing, kol doidi doifik. Doidi is a lashon from Ava, the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he goes by with that ship, he wants you to lift up the flag. And like I said by Shalosh Shudas, if the flag is too heavy, the kid can't lift it up. If we take on too much on ourselves, we won't be able to lift up that flag and show it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to lift up the flag. Show him recognition that when he goes by, that's my father. That's our Avodah El. Something along the lines of building Epes HaKesha with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it can be 2 minutes a day. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be a Kabbalah that once a day, when I make a Bracha Shehakel, I'll have Kavana of every word. Because you do it once, and you think into every word. And the Shem Hashem of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokeinu, like it's brought down in Mishneh Berurah and Siman Hey, what the Kavanas are, and who I'm talking to, Melech HaOlam, Shehakel, that everything, Niyeh B'Dvorei, was through his Dibur. It builds a Kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It shows the Ribbono Shel Olam, he wants to build some Kesher with me, I'll give him the Siyata Dishmaya. No big great jumps. Just get that Kesher with the Avinu Shebashamayim. And that's what the Shofar's here for. The Shofar's awakening call. The awakening call. Yeah, Vada. Part of getting closer, you have to do tshuva. You have to ask Mechila. Yeah, Vada. But first, I have to speak to him. Zichru Berachim means I have to get to have, I've got to have a common language. I'm breakers with my father. I've been breakers with him for a few months. I did averas against my father. Let's start talking. Once you start talking, you build up a kesha, then you start asking from the chila, and you start doing vidui, and you start doing tshuva. Say that. But the number one is Ribbono Shel Olam says it's the Eis Rotzen. I want to get closer with you. He wants Klal Yisrael to have that kesha. That when we come to Rosh Hashanah, Avinu Malkeinu, we understand what it means, Avinu. In Kabbonim, in Kavodim, it's not just a nigan. If we tap a minute, that small kesher. And once we have that kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we start feeling Hamish, we're not embarrassed by ourselves if we turn around and ask him, and we go to a corner, or even before I go to sleep, I ask the Ribbono Shel Olam in English, do me a favor, tomorrow make it easier for me. Let me get through first Seder without any Yetzer Haras. Let me get through, let me wake up, that I'll at least start the day off right. At least if I get up for davening, I started the day on the right, on the right. Did anybody ever speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Do we feel Hamish with him? Or do we need the car crash to wake us up and start speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam? And every story you'll read in the Mishpacha, or anywhere else, or in the Amidah, of Aksa Murdika Maisa. And he felt the Ribbono Shel Olam with him, and he... What happened? It was the Ribbono Shel Olam knocking on the door, and he needed a wake-up call. Baby Chomak Me'olof. Elul is the car crash. Elul we have to visualize as if we're sitting on the roadside, where we feel taka closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we don't think about how many avelas we've done. That comes later. Once I've built up a kesha, so I'm embarrassed by what I've done, so then I do tshuva and I do vidui. That comes from embarrassment because you're close to your friend. But the first step, Zichru Barachem. You got to remember your Ribbono Shel Olam. Avada, Chumras, and Anhogas is where your Madrega is. Elul is not time to make Cheshbonos. Elul is not time to make Cheshbonos. If it is Madrega, it's not Madrega. I'm holding by it. It's fakerai. It's yeshivish garbage. But we're not looking. That's a level miles away from where we're coming from. One thing should be in the focus of the Zman. Get the Kesher back with Rabbein Shalom. Feel Hamish with him. That I can speak to him for 2 minutes a day. That I can turn around and feel that when I've spoken to him, I take a feel I've spoken to somebody. And then we'll be Zeicha Taka to Aksivu Chesimu Toivu.